play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Let's go to public address announcer Jeff Lamb.
Fabian McCarthy.
Running through the Oars starting lineup.
Number 12, Rajay Woods. And number 23, Markwell Crump. The Spartans are coached by Lewis Adams. And now, the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6'1 senior guard, number one, Jeremiah Babers. A 6'1 senior guard, number five, Dre Gypsiaco. A 6'2 senior guard, number 15, Alex Gypsiaco. A 6'2 junior guard, number 30, Easton Stead. And a 6'6 forward senior, number 33, Cohen Derry. Your streaks are coached by Chad Thompson.
All right, Silver Streaks taking on a Chicago Ore team that won over Dunlap earlier today, 55-51. Silver Streaks coming off a 57-46 win over Chicago Comer. Not the same division, not the same level of basketball that those two teams play, so different leagues from the Chicago Public League, even though it's part of the same school system. And in the midcourt circle, ready to jump this game underway, Markwell Crump, 6'6 senior. Caleb Hanna, 6'7 senior on the guard, had a hand on the ball, but Steck has managed to wrest the tip away from him, and Galesburg starts off wearing the road to black here on their home court. Silver Streak 16-4, Chicago Ore 10-3, ranked number 2 in the state of Illinois in Class 2A. Just off the right side of the arc, Dre. Now over to Darrier, Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game and the win earlier today. Babers now gives off to Dre. Over to Cohen. Everybody but Alex has touched the ball on this possession. Dre now gets it to his brother Alex on the right wing. Drives in, forces it up with the left hand, but a foul on the floor will be against Caleb Hanna. So 36 seconds into the game. And already what Lou Adams was talking about with you pick in the pregame. We know the game's officiated a little differently.
Yeah, he didn't seem happy about that.
No, it was kind of a dig, wasn't it? Here's a missed three by Baber. Rebound fought for, and it's Crump who controls for Orr. Left side, Crump with it. Left high post, kick it out. Three on the way from Leonte Lilly. Deep. Drains it from the top of the arc. And Orr with the first lead of the game, 3-0. It was a tight game they played with Dunlap earlier. And a little bump foul out top. JB kind of stuck the elbow out there as Leonte Lilly was guarding him pretty tight. It's Lilly who picks up the foul, and he wasn't happy about it. Pretty obvious out there in front of everybody. JB stuck that right elbow out there. The officials didn't call that, though. Two team fouls on the Spartans. Lob. Derry. Dunk with a two-hand.
Okay.
Just went back door, curled around the right side. JB lobbed it up there and executed it perfectly. Streaks on the board, down one. Minute and a half into the game. Lilly in the midcourt circle. Runs into his own man. Ball pops free. Chased down on the left side by Crump. Now they lose it again, driving baseline on the left side as the ball found its way to Rajay Woods. And he started to drive the baseline and just lost the handle on it.
Oh, they reversed the call.
Oh. Well, Orr seemed, satisfied with the call. They weren't arguing.
Yeah. Like they said, Easton maybe got a hand on it, but he looked like he started to reach for it and pulled back. Unfortunately, it's not what they called.
Well, on the inbound, they find a man wide open, Davion McCarthy, right on the right side. Streaks fell asleep. He got inside their defense and was able to catch and release and put Orr up by 3-5-2. Streaks girls lost a heartbreaker at Lincoln earlier today, 47-41. JB gets blocked. Loose ball tipped out to Derry. Slips a little bit. Kicks it out to Alex. Dries. He'll fade it out to Derry, who hits from the right wing, and the Streaks tie the game at 5.
Cohen just picking up where he's left off the last two games.
Well, I guess. So the shot blocked on Babers. Found its way over to Derry, and now JB called for a foul on the floor, guarding Lilly on the opposite side. That's the quick little guard that Chad Thompson was talking about in the pregame, who he said if you blink, he'll be down to the other end of the floor, and if you blink again, he'll be right back down where he started. He said Babers was all about guarding him and was excited to do it, was ready to do it, and he picks up his first foul 2 minutes, 15 seconds into the game. Works to the left side, kicks it into the corner. Now back up top it goes. Stepping inside the arc, Hannah lost the handle on it, goes into the backcourt, and he just mishandled it. And there is now the first foul. It's not going to be any overturning that one, as Orr with an over and back violation. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, the Hall of Famer Jeremy Pickrell to my right here for Galesburg and Chicago Orr, final game of the MLK shootout here at Galesburg High School's John Thiel Gymnasium. Left side three, Steck, a little bit long, rebound, hangs up, pulled down by Jordan Lodikowski. Didn't see him in the game very much against Dunlap earlier. Here's a missed jumper on the opposite end, rebounded by Dre. Streaks looking for their first lead. Alex knifes through the lane, feeds it over onto the wing to JB, steps inside the arc, kicks back behind him. Alex drains a three. Galesburg on top, 8-5. First lead of the game for the Streaks. Good ball movement by Galesburg. Like those rotation threes when you can find them in rhythm like that. Pass that ball around, find the open guy, make the defense chase a little bit. Rather than just come down court and let one fly. On the right side, Davion McCarthy. Cut off by Dre, gets it up top to Caleb Hanna. Drives down the right side of the lane and traveled. Leaned the shoulder down and his momentum wasn't able to stop. Dragged the pivot foot. Easton fronted him well. Forced him to put the ball on the floor, and that's something Coach Chad Thompson says he expects to see this team do a lot. Put the ball on the floor and go. And the Streaks forced a turnover there. Second of the game for the Spartans. 8-5 is the Galesburg lead. Dre passes up the three, kicks it into the corner to Easton. Now down low, Cohen. Back to the basket, backs his way in, draws a double team in the lane, the kick out by Babers. To the free throw line, shoots off the back iron, but a late whistle and a foul on Leonte Lilly, who's slow to get up. I think when he came down on that block, when he left his feet, I think he came down either awkwardly on his ankle or maybe landed on JB's foot. And he's a little game coming up, and that does not make head coach Lou Adams happy after he lost Cameron Lowen earlier today in the loss to Dunlap. That was in the second quarter, went out with a knee injury. And it looked pretty serious at the time. And now Lilly still leaning over, kind of nursing the ankle, but it seems he's going to stay in the game anyway. Babers makes both free throws, his first 2 points of the game. Galesburg on an 8-0 run, leads by 5, 10-5. 4:10 to go here in the opening quarter. On the left side, Lilly drives left into the circle, chased by two defenders. Behind the back pass back to him at the top of the arc. Drives down the lane, feeds it off left side, and a two-handed dunk up and in for Markwell Crump. That ends the Galesburg run. Streaks lead is 3. Halfway through quarter number 1. Dre, crossover dribble between the legs, gives it to brother Alex. Now left side Steck. Feeds it down low to Babers on the low post. 5 guys surrounding him. He forces it up and in anyway. JB, the littlest guy from a size standpoint on the Streaks roster, playing the post.
He's got some post moves down there for being a little guy.
The double team out high. And the forced turnover. Derry at the other end drives in, knocked off balance. Steck fighting for the rebound, but it's Crump who controls for Orr. To the right side, McCarthy steps inside the arc, skips it back up top to Crump into the lane. Lost the handle on it again. 4 turnovers by Orr. Here's Dre driving in for the layup, and the Streaks lead by 7. Timeout, Spartans. And Lou Adams, with barely a voice in the pregame interview with Coach Pick to my right, is giving it to his team right now.
And he is a fiery coach. He expects, you know, everything out of his players. And when they're not and they're not doing it, he's going to let them know, whether it's during the game, whether it's a timeout. Great job by the Streaks here. Just a little bit of pressure, you know, doubling the ball handler, forcing them into some turnovers, and got a seven-point lead.
3:03 to go first quarter. They're going to tag the mask timeout onto this or timeout. Streaks lead 14-7 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
You're busy and probably feel like you don't have time to keep up with the news. Did you know that you can get an entire week's worth of news from Illinois, as well as critical, taxpayer-focused commentary from the state's best news team through the Illinois In Focus podcast? The Illinois In Focus podcast offers a quick rundown of all the big headlines from the previous week, insight into what that news means for your family, and gives you a chance to look at the stories that are developing in the week ahead. The Illinois In Focus podcast, available for free at anchor.fm and at your favorite podcast hosting site.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Coming out of the OR timeout, Silver Streaks leading 14-7. Spartans ball feed into the lane and a reach in, I guess, on Cohen Derry. Ball knocked out of the hands of Markwell Crump. Looked to me like he just lost the handle. Okay, they're going to call Alex on the reach-in. I was going to say, Derry had his arms up. He didn't knock the ball loose. It was Alex who reached in and got him. His first. First quarter down at Lincoln, where the Silver Streaks girls lost earlier. The boys' game now involving the Quincy Blue Devils, and it's Quincy on top of the Railers, 12-4. Jeremiah Talton with 3 three-pointers in the first quarter in that game. Streaks held him quiet last night. He only got 10. He's got almost that after one quarter against state-ranked Lincoln in the early stages down there. Crump makes the first free throw coming out of the timeout. Second one coming. Very deliberate free throw shooter. Takes his time, makes them both. 14-9, Galesburg by 5.
Here comes that 2-2-1 full court pressure.
Alex dribbles through the first double team in the backcourt. JB passes into the front court to Dre. And now the Streaks set the half court. Spread the floor here. Eason on the right wing. Derry cutting through the lane. Now it's JB trailing behind him with the ball. Gets blocked. Out to Dre, though. Steps back. Passes up the three. Streaks reset back up top with Babers on the right side. Now it's Derry with it. Top of the arc. Gives it to Babers. He'll shoot the long three. Looked good, but it's off the rim and rolls around and drops through. Hello, home rim. 8-point Galesburg lead. First three of the game for Babers. He's got 7, and the Streaks lead is 17-9.
Okay, you're going to block my 2-point attempt. I'll take it out a little bit further and knock it down.
1:45 to go, opening quarter. Good start for the Silver Streaks, who struggled to score points in their win over Comer earlier. Drive down the left side of the lane. A little bit too long by Lilly, and it's Babers with a rebound. Front court, stick with a two-handed jam. He gets his first dunk of the season and postures and celebrates. 19-9, Galesburg by 10, and the crowd loves it. Easton's been waiting all season to do that. It took him 20 games and a quarter. Here's a near turnover and a travel as Leonte Lilly got bumped out high, lost the handle on it, picked it up, tried to regain it, and took too many steps. And this defense for the Streaks is fired up, pushing 20 points with a minute 10 to go in the quarter.
Yes, an absolute, just completely end of the spectrum from what we saw this morning.
Babers, they go back door. He lobs it up in the teardrop, and it floats it through. And he's got 9 in the quarter, and the Streaks lead by a dozen now, 21-9 with under a minute to go in the quarter. Very impressive first quarter for the Streaks. Lilly on the dribble, working his way right, draws a double team. Derry backs off. Lilly goes around JB, leaves it off into the lane for Crump, who puts it up and in, and he's got 6. More than half of Orr's points, 6 of their 11. Streaks lead by 10 with 35 seconds to go first quarter. Babers walks it across, and just inside a half court, stops with the dribble, now works his way right. High screen set by Dortch. The reversal back to Dre. Passes up the three with 20. Now Steck from the corner. A little bit long. Rebound. Dortch had a hand on it. Ball knocked out of bounds. Oh, they say Carl touched it last, and Orr will get it back with 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Easton let that go. I thought it was pure. We had the angle on it, yeah, shooting it right down below us. 10-point Galesburg lead, final 8 seconds. Across midcourt, Lilly splits the defenders out high, goes right at Dortch, who gets the block, but also picks up the foul. Carl left his feet, went straight up, but...
Well, he split that defense. I mean,
like it was
talking about lightning quick. He saw an opening, and before you could even blink, like Coach Thompson said, he was through it.
So Lilly will shoot 2 free throws here. First foul of the game on Dortch. Third team foul on the Streaks. First free throw. Catches a lot of iron, but drops through. We have our first palindrome score. 21-12. Silver Streaks by 9. Second one, good as well. And the Streaks have 4 seconds to take it the length of the court. Dre inbounds to Babers in front of the Streaks bench, throws it toward the hoop, and there's nobody there. I think he was just kind of hoping Dortch could get some players where he could catch it and put it up quickly. No luck, 21-13, Galesburg by 8 after 1 at Thiel Gym, final game of the MLK Shootout on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Gah! What happened with Wentworth's collision repair? I told him you better call Dave's. Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't jink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth, are you crying?
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell here. Roger Lundeen, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks leading second-ranked Chicago Orr 21-13. And correct me if I'm wrong, Pick. Most impressive stat I see on my score sheet right now is 0 turnovers for the Silver Streaks.
I was going to say the same thing, and at the same time, we forced 5. So in a game where we were concerned about how they were going to handle their length because of how we didn't handle the length against Rock Island, the Streaks doing everything that they need to right now.
There's Lilly with it, coming off those 2 free throws. Leads into the lane, the kick out right side. McCarthy drives in, cut off, back to Lilly. Trying to get around Alex to the baseline. Now step back, mid-range jumper. In and out from 15 feet. Offensive rebound put back by Caleb Hanna. Well, the first shot did everything but drop through. They made sure the second one did. First basket of the game for Hanna. And the lead is 6 for the Silver Streaks. Orr has scored 6 in a row. Stack, left corner, pulls it out on the dribble. Now back up top to Dre in the midcourt circle. Right side, Derry. Back into the game after Dortch played the final minute plus. Here's a right side 3. Steck. Easton drains it. His second basket, 5 in the game. That ends the little mini run by the Spartans, and Galesburg leads by 9. Like to see Easton shooting that with more confidence. He had that shot early on in the season, wouldn't take it. Here's a drive, and using that length, Hanna puts the ball on the floor. Back-to-back baskets for the 6'7 senior. Galesburg's lead is 7. They've got the three-quarter court trap on. Now Dre gets it across midcourt. Under the right wing, Easton puts the ball on the floor, stops, kicks it up top to JB. Babers will back it up and reset. Alex with it, right side over to Dre. Down low, finds Derry on the baseline, kicks it back out to Dre for 3. High shot off the rim, rebound loose, and it's Orr that controls. Crump's third rebound for the Spartans. Into the front court, Hanna inside the top of the arc now pulls it back out. Lilly fakes the 3, JB bid on it, feeds it down low, layup up and in by Lodogowski. 24-19, Orr down 5. JB into the lane, feeds it off to Easton, through the lane to Cohen, gets blocked but right back to Steck. Now on the right wing, Babers for 3. Off the mark, rebound tip to Cohen, third chance up and in. Stick-to-itiveness by the Silver
Streaks. That's the word I was thinking up to. Just staying with it, finding a way to put a hand on it and keep that ball alive, and he tapped it right to Cohen.
sure if I got all that on my stat sheet or not. 7-point lead. Now a three by Hannah. Just right of the arc. Swished it. That's where the word splash comes in on a three-pointer. That just right pure shot through the net.
Yeah, he's not as tall as KD, but he's got the build. He looks like a little miniature version of Kevin Durant out there.
Lob on the inbound. JB trying to control it. It's saved by Orr. Back to him. He steps to the basket. It rolls off. And the rebound, Hannah. Comes out with it, leading the break. Goes to the left. Kicks it into the wing. Three on the way by McCarthy. Off the bat. And Alex out in front of everybody just pushed his man right out underneath the basket for his second foul. All right, 26-22, the Galesburg lead. 5:01 to go in the first half. Or crawling back into it. Streaks built a 12-point lead early. They've been outscored 13-5 since then. And Orr with the ball still. On the inbound left wing, Lilly hit a three earlier, passes up that one. McCarthy fakes right, goes left, down the lane, out of control, but banks it off the backboard anyway. And it's down to a two-point game, 26-24. Four in the game for Davion McCarthy. Babers driving in from the right side. Stops, hesitation dribble, kick it into the corner. Ian Dominique into the game, swing it back up top to Dre. Dre down below us to Dominique. Off the mark from three-point range. Rebound tipped back out to Ian. Now it's Dre shooting it and hits. And the Streaks call timeout. Steck kept it alive. Got a hand on the offensive rebound to tip it back out to Dominique, who passed up the second three. Got it over to Dre, who had that high. Boy, a lot more arc on the two threes that he shot tonight than we've seen recently. And he drains that one, and the Streaks lead by five with 4:25 to go in the half.
And again, Streaks taking care of the ball. I've got them with no turnovers so far in this game.
Rebounding, what do you got there?
Low looks numbers,
like
really. But
seven?
I've got
seven for us.
Seven for them. I only have five for us, so maybe
okay.
I missed a with all the tip-outs and all that, maybe I missed
well,
a
there's
couple.
That, yeah. All right, just a 30-second timeout for the Streaks. 4:25 to go in the half. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell here. Audra Lundeen, our broadcast engineer. Final game of the MLK shootout. Next game for the Streaks coming up quickly Tuesday night against Morton. There's another tough one on the schedule. These games just don't get any easier. There just really aren't a whole lot of breaks on that schedule for the Silver Streaks. All those games down at Taylorville turned out to be real battles. There's a left side jumper, mid-range missed. Steck on the weak side, his second rebound. Galesburg with the ball up five halfway through the second quarter. Here's Dre inside the arc, reverses back behind him to Babers. Draws a double team, cut off, kick out, Steck now back to JB. Who backs it all the way up, 3:54 to go. Streaks trying to get to the 30-point mark here early. Dominique swings the ball down low off the left side. Now Babers had Steck cutting through the lane, passes it to the outside to Dominique instead. Now up top, Dre inside the free throw line. Strong shot, too much off the back iron. Rebound Lodogowski. Dre strong to the basket, but then too strong on the shot to finish it off. Lilly left of the arc. We'll back it up with 3:20 to go for the half. 5-point Galesburg lead.
Streaks are in zone. 1-2-2.
There's a three. They'll shoot over it. Missed badly. Well, Hannah drained one earlier. That one wasn't anywhere close. Dre chased down the rebound on the long side. He's got three boards in the game already. 3 minutes to go. Here's Cohen driving in from the right side. Cut off on the wing. Still trying to create some space. He'll pull it back out instead. Babers in the midcourt. G. Lob down low from the right side. Cohen fighting his way up and in with a foul. Just battling for position down low. The contact knocked him off kilter. He forced it up, got the friendly roll, and won.
Well, he got the mismatch with a smaller player on him. And Lilly. And I was wondering if they were going to take advantage of it. They didn't get switched back, and Cohen smartly posted up on the block. We found him, and he went up for the bucket.
Mask timeout, Silver Streaks by seven. Free throw coming when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Ow. The yellow and black WGIL button. It's worth all the... Ow. I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can... Ow. Maybe if you slowed Ow. Down, it wouldn't... Ow. Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can...
Ow. Ow.
It's still worth all the...
Ow.
If you pin it on while naked...
Ouch.
Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Lieber's Boxcar Express, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com. News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
2:49 to play in the first half. Silver Streaks leading second ranked. And I think we can still call them three-time state defending champion or state champion, defending state champions. There we go. Get my adjectives in the right order. Three-time defending state champion Chicago Orr. Going back to the last state tournament that was completed. So under 3 minutes to go for the half. Streaks up 7, 31-24. And after the foul on Jordan Lodogowski that Cohen Derry was able to finish off for the and one, he'll shoot the free throw coming out of the timeout, trying to get the lead back up to 8. Buck Island and Marion Catholic in a tournament being played at Wharton Fieldhouse in a double overtime now. Marquell Crump with the rebound off the missed free throw by Derry. Streaks by 7. Orr with the ball. Left side Lilly trying to get around Babers. Passes it off to the right side instead to McCarthy, who leaves it off to Lodogowski. Now a double team. Babers was almost able to throw it off. Lodogowski falling out of bounds. But JB, I think, stepped on the sideline before he could get the ball free. And Orr hangs on to it. 2:25 to play for the half. Well, back and forth early. Streaks got the lead at 8-5. They've had it since then. Backdoor cut up. Offensive foul. Davion McCarthy on the cut to the basket. And he went a step too far. Derry was there waiting for the charge.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if Cohen was a little too far under the hoop for that to be a charge, but referee thought otherwise. So
I have that as just the first turnover for Orr in this quarter.
Yeah.
6 for the game, though. First foul of the game on Davion McArthur. 5 team fouls for the Spartans, 4 for the Streaks, 2:15 to play for the half. Babers on the right wing. Dre. Now works his way left to right, back up top. Gives it off to Babers. Backdoor cut to Carl, but the pass feeds him to the wing instead of toward the post. Swinging around to the left side on the perimeter. Entry pass to Carl from Dre. Trying to post up. Feeds nice it off pass. To Cohen. Reverse layup. Just falls off the rim. And Crump with his fifth rebound for Orr. Yeah, great look on the interior passing. Now down the lane, Crump steps left. Can't finish it off. Rebound Dre, who will walk it up court. He's got 4 rebounds with 1:40 to go in this opening half. Both teams got decent looks at it on the interior. Neither one could finish. Streak still by 7. Babers on the right side. Derry puts the ball on the floor, trying to dribble down the right side of the lane. Feeds it into the corner. Steck airballs it. Dre, Johnny on the spot. Gives to Cohen, who gets fouled again right in front of the basket on the shot. How about Dre with 5 rebounds in this game already? And that was a big offensive one there that got Cohen a second look at it. Marquell Crump with his first foul of the game, and Derry right back to the line. Missed his last one coming out of that timeout. This one rattles through. 8-point Galesburg lead, 32-24. Second one up. And off the mark. Rebound, find its way to Steck. Pulls it back out. Babers into Carl. Up and in and a foul. The offensive rebound. Steck sneaks on the inside off the miss by Derry. Gets it out to Babers, who fires it back inside to Dortch for the and one. Foul on Rajay Woods. And Carl will shoot a free throw.
Great catch by Carl, too. How many times have we seen the ball get passed into him and he just can't handle it, but just a great job there handling the ball. And look, you got 3 points out of the deal.
Tack it on to the Derry free throw. Ends up as a 4-point trip. The Streaks lead by a dozen again. 35-24. They lead by 11. 1 minute to go in the half. Right side McCarthy off the wing. Down low to Rajay Woods. Kicks it back out. Good first half by the Silver Streaks. See him finish strong here with a good defensive stop. On the left side, Hannah. Entry pass, the kick out. The extra pass, right side, Lilly for three. They ran that one very well, and he drained it. See if the Streaks try to hold for the last shot here. They'll have to run the final 40 seconds off the clock to do it. Leading by eight. And JB out near midcourt, just dribbling. Hannah giving him room. Now steps a little bit closer to at least initiate the count. JB mishandles it briefly. And now the Streaks call a timeout to set up the final play with 19 seconds to go. Looks like just a 30-second timeout for Coach Chad Thompson. Now, Steve Cheesman and I talked about this last year, Pick, and we talked about it really briefly early on in the season, how coaches can manage their timeouts because of the mask timeout, basically the freebie they get under 4 minutes to go in each quarter. So here's a situation where, and, you know, you might call the timeout anyway because you really want to value the possessions when you're playing a team the caliber of Chicago Orr, but with 19 seconds left, let's take advantage of this. Let's set up something really solid going to the halftime, knowing that you're going to get two more free timeouts, so go ahead and use one.
Yeah, I'm curious if it's an offensive timeout or a defensive timeout. You know, we saw for one possession the Streaks played a 1-2-2 zone. You know, we seem to run a lot of the same plays, set plays, when we come out of timeout. So I wonder if Coach maybe talked to him about what we're going to do defensively after we make this bucket. To maybe give Orr a little bit different look to close out the half.
Ian Dominique checks in, so that's part of the substitution strategy as well. Down to 10 seconds to go. Babers up top. Tried to feed it to the left, hung on to it, now just throws it up to the rim with 3 seconds to go, airballs it, rebound Hannah, fires from half court, and hits the backboard. Well, you call a timeout to set up a play and then really don't get much of anything out
of
it.
Not sure that's what we wanted.
But the Silver Streaks still lead by 8 at the half, 35-27. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, get a word from the coaching staff. We'll look at the individual scoring as well, and we'll update you on how Western Big Six Conference teams are doing in their own Martin Luther King tournaments or shootout events that are taking place around the state as well. Galesburg 35, Chicago Orr 27 at the half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh.
Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Brett Wright from WGIL. The Galesburg Public Library's January Reading Challenge is back. New Year, New Books runs through the end of the month and is open to readers of all ages. Participants can earn raffle tickets to win prizes for every book read this month up to 10. Learn how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Good first half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, leading second-ranked Chicago Orr 35-27. And I'm going to say it again, Pick. I look down at my score sheet. We're going to talk about team stats here in a moment. But it absolutely jumps off the page. I still have the Streaks with no turnovers.
No turnovers, yeah.
That's very impressive. I don't care who you're playing.
Compared to the early game when we had 19,
that's
it just completely flipped the script. And to have none against a team that, you know, I mean, they're ranked number two in 2A in the state, and they got 6'7", 6'6", 6'5". You know, the smallest starter is 5'8". Everyone else is long and lengthy, and it really hasn't bothered us at all.
And they didn't play a game last night either.
No.
And we had a very emotional game.
Absolutely.
And so you can't even blame that. So team stats. I don't know. I think these are probably going to look pretty good in addition to the no turnovers, are they not?
I think so. We got, again, Galesburg with zero turnovers. I have us winning the rebounding battle 13 to 11.
Nice.
Streak shot 13 to 28 for the half, 8 of 16 from 2, 5 of 12 from 3. We were 4 for 6 from the line. Meanwhile, Orr, 6 turnovers. I had them with 11 rebounds. They shot 10 of 19 for the half, 7 of 13 from 2, 3 of 6 from 3, and 4 for 4 from the free throw line.
So not bad numbers overall, no. And 6 turnovers for the half is not the worst thing in the world either, but I'll tell you, 6 turnovers, that's 6 shots denied on their part, 6 additional opportunities for the Silver Streaks coming back with it on the other end, and an 8-point lead. So that translates potentially to 4 baskets.
And in that
anyway.
Quarter two, that's kind of led to us you know, getting the lead and extending it. I have this for 5 offensive rebounds in that quarter. You know, whether it was someone coming down with it completely or getting a hand on it, tipping it to a guy for a putback. So
very
things
nice.
Are looking up.
Sure enough. Let's take a break here at the half. 35-27, Galesburg leading Chicago Orr. Talk to the coaching staff when they come back out of the locker room. Give you the individual scoring for these two teams when we come back as well. Streaks by 8 at the break on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
City Select Motors on North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
Looking for the best sports and gambling information? Check out Statelines. Hosted weekly by Jason Gotch and Kevin Berger, Statelines takes a look at football betting, including the best angles on the NFL, sides and totals, futures, prop bets, and more. Jason and Kevin also go in-depth on the Chicago Bears, giving you the latest news and betting insight for the Monsters of the Midway, as well as the rest of the league. And on each episode, the guys will give you their 3 best NFL bets for the coming week's slate of games. There will be betting talk for other sports, too. What's hot in the sports world? We've got you covered. Jason and Kevin give you a fun and informed look at sports and gambling. Want the winners? Check out Statelines, available wherever you get your podcasts. That's Statelines, Illinois' number one pro football gambling program. Available now on your favorite podcast platform and on the web at statelines.show.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low of 7. Some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a slight chance of snow, overnight low of 19. Monday, partly sunny, high of 31, while Monday night, cloudy with an overnight low of 17. The extended forecast, the outlook for Tuesday, some sunshine with a high of 39. And Wednesday, partly sunny and a high of 24. In downtown Galesburg, it's 20 at WGIL.
Delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Streaks lead Chicago Orr 35-27. Here's Pick.
All right, I'm here with assistant coach Mark Harden. And coach, wow, I mean, what more could you ask for out of a half? No turnovers. We don't really seem like we're really bothered with their size. Let's talk about the first half in general.
Man, I just feel like we're playing our game. We're playing together. We're making all the right passes. What I was saying earlier about just making that extra pass and getting it to the right people. We made some passes and realized the mismatches and switch, you know, pass the ball to the right spot to get Cohen a post-up move. And those are things that we've been working on that we're so happy that they're realizing and seeing.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Our thanks, as always, to assistant coach Mark Harden giving us some insight coming out of the locker room. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. Streaks with no turnovers in the first half against a second-ranked team in Class 2A. Leading Chicago Orr 35-27. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here. Leonte Lilly had 8 to lead the Spartans in the first half. Caleb Hanna with 7. Marquel Crump with 6. Davion McCarthy had 4. And Jordan Lodogowski had 2. Leading rebounder in the first half was Crump with 5. For the Silver Streaks, Cohen Derry leads away offensively with 10. He had 5 in each quarter. Jeremiah Babers had 9, all of that in the first quarter. Dre Egyptiaco with 5. Alex Egyptiaco and Carl Dortch each with 3. Easton Steck also had 5, a dunk, and a 3-point basket. Dre is the leading rebounder for the Streaks in the first half with 5. Up at Moline, Rock Island outlasted Marion Catholic in double overtime, 71-68. Alleman lost earlier today to Riverdale. I don't have that score in front of me. You remember what it was, Pick? Was it 97-29? Is that what it was? Something.
99-29.
So that's two nights in a row that Alleman's opponent has put 99 on him. Mm-hmm. Moline did it to him last night. In fact, Alleman had 29 at the half last night against Moline, and that really surprised me. I thought that's a very good half for them.
Yeah.
And they ended up losing by 50 anyway. Moline defeated, is it Waubonsie Valley earlier today up at their event? They're closing out the day against Carmel Catholic. Sterling had a couple of games at their place. I think they split, if I remember the results correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen an update on the Quincy game down at, oh, here we go. Quincy, oh gosh, it's halftime. Quincy is leading 17-9 in halftime.
Holy smokes. Is that a typo?
No. Well, of course, they played Lincoln down at the Collinsville tournament. I think the final in that was 33-30. Gelsberg goes backdoor on the inbound, and they kind of underthrow Cohen a little bit. He catches it and then steps on the end line trying to recover. So there is the first turnover of the game, 10 seconds into the third quarter. Yeah, 26 total points. Well, you were just talking about the Washington-Peoria-Notre Dame game earlier today at whatever event they're playing. And who was it? Washington held the ball for the last almost 4 minutes of the half?
Yep, 3.5 minutes against Peoria-Notre Dame.
Orr turns it over. Babers with a run out at the other end. Got knocked a little bit off balance. His side was facing the basket. By the time he finished off the layup, the Streaks lead by 10. 37-27, the dribble drive baseline. Rajay Woods cut off. Now the ball knocked free into the lane. It was behind Steck. It's Dre who picks it up. And the Streaks force a second turnover in two possessions against Orr. 8 for the game. JB, a hesitation dribble down the right side. A little bit too strong on the basket. Falls off the rim. And the rebound, Caleb Hanna for Orr. Quick pass down low and the layup by Davion McCarthy. Well, they burned the Streaks there. Streaks missed a big opportunity at the other end. Back to an 8-point lead at 37-29. Minute 20 into the second half. Babers right side, Alex on the wing. Back up top to Derry. Fakes left, down the right side of the lane. Strong to the basket and strong to the floor as he gets hammered. And he'll go to the line shooting too. I think they got Caleb Hanna crossing across the lane on the help side defense with the contact. And that is his second. Talking about this Orr team, they've got two seniors who were on the Final Four team that had its season end when the pandemic started in March of 20. One of them is Marquel Crump, who was the leading rebounder in the first half. He was a sophomore on that team, now a 6'6 senior. The other was their point guard, Leonte Lilly, a 5'8 senior, who was a leading scorer in the first half for the Spartans with 8. Derry drops both free throws down. Streaks lead is 10 again, 39-29. Head coach Lou Adams' final season as he will retire at Orr coming off this year. The dribble drive by Lilly, the fake pass. He tried to finish it off. The shot wouldn't go down. And it's Babers with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. And JB calmly brings it across midcourt. Leading by 10, looking for more. Over 6 minutes to go, third quarter. JB fakes the pass himself down the right side. Finishes the layup.
And that time he finished it. Again, kind of the same play almost. Same drive at least. And this time he finished it off the glass.
41-29. Babers with 13 in the game. Cohen Derry with 12. The Streaks' lead is 12. Lilly got poked in the eye. Alex quickly drew the hands away. He knew he'd made contact. Lily is still on the floor. The three is good by Hannah. And we got an official's timeout for Lily to recover. That puts Caleb Hannah in double figures. He had 7 in the second quarter. That 3 gives him 10 for the game. 41-32, 9-point lead, and Lily is going to try to stay on the floor. If you stop the action for an injury of some sort, don't you have to come out? He's going to stay in the game, though. And they put on the full court press. Babers. Dre, now into the front court. Cohen, wide open at the volleyball line in the front court. Oh. And now poked away by Hannah, reached in, and now I think they're going to get... They're going to get JB on the reach in. He and Derry were both there. JB was coming over to try to help Cohen recover. But, yeah, it's Cohen on the reach in. His first and the second Gelsberg turnover. 9-point Gelsberg lead, 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter. First foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Lily across midcourt, coming out high for the pass. Rajay Woods. Now down low it goes to Crump, working against Derry, and the feed through the lane to McCarthy. They read that beautifully. McCarthy from up top drove right down the right side of the lane, beat his man with a step, and it's a 7-point lead for the Streaks. Alex with his right foot on the John Thiel signature on the right side of the court. Swing it around to the left side, Easton in the left corner. Entry pass down low, Dre bounces it, kicks it out. Babers, 3, off the mark. Rebound, Alex with a tip, but chased down by Caleb Hanna for Orr. Like the ball movement. Now a quick jumper other end. McCarthy's mid-range jumper is off the mark. Dre hauls down his 6th rebound of the game to lead the Streaks. It's Derry across midcourt on the far side in front of the Gelsberg bench. Now back up top to JB, who backs up near half court. On the right side, under 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. JB takes it right at McCarthy down the right side. Skips it left side. Alex open from the wing. Hits a 3. His 2nd 3 of the game, 6 points. Back to a 10-point lead for the Streaks. Just keeping Orr at bay with enough baskets. And a reach in by Babers as Lily tried to drive in from the right side. Lily might have sold it a little bit with that little snap back with the head. But JB definitely reached in. 2nd foul on him, 2nd team foul on the Streaks. 4:12 to go third quarter. On the inbound, Hannah out to Lily on the wing. He'll just shoot over Babers. Missed the 3. Rebound knocked loose into the hands of McCarthy. Streaks had position on the interior, but they couldn't control. Now into the right wing it goes. Forcing his way in on Dre, using the body. Turns right, goes left. McCarthy in the lane. Tough shot with a turnaround jumper. He's in double figures with 10 now.
Well, you think about that offensive rebound that they just had there. And, you know, if you put a body on somebody, that doesn't happen. You can't. It's, this is a tough team to try to out-jump with their length.
Derry lost the ball behind him on the sideline. Kind of gets tackled. Ball on the floor. Cohen sprawled out on the sideline. Had to reestablish position to get inbound. So he had to pull his arm back. Another scramble for it. The tie-up eventually is called. And the held ball favors Orr. And we got an official timeout now with 3:34 to go third quarter. Mask timeout. Gelsberg still leads by 8, 44-36. 3:34 to play third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM. And 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time.
We all do it, but you don't have to suffer.
The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Coming out of the official's timeout, third quarter, Orr with the ball. Lilly to the left side baseline, feeds it behind him. Now to the high post, it goes McCarthy on the right side. Cut off there by Dre. And he pulls it back out. And Lou Adams, head coach of Orr, is giving it to one of his players again. I think he was hollering at Rajay Woods over there on the wing right in front of him. Didn't set a screen or didn't cut to the basket or something. Lilly penetrates, gets a left-handed shot off, but it won't go down. And Alex with his first rebound of the game for the Streaks. Galesburg by eight, trying to add to the lead again. Alex down the right side of the lane, switches hands to the left, going down the right side. And that did not allow him to get off any kind of a decent shot. Orr with a rebound at the other end, misses a three. Rebound chased down, and it's Lilly who gets to it first for Orr. Down the left side of the lane, and Derry yanks one away. Into the front court. Streaks by eight. Dre in the left corner. Pulls it back out. Now Babers drives baseline. No looks it right into the hands of Rajay Woods. Intercepted. Down the lane. Runs into Alex. And a blocking foul called. Alex was there waiting for him. Rajay Woods at the last split second. Just tried to kind of slip to the left.
That's three on Alex.
Yeah, I thought Alex had established pretty good position there. But a blocking foul instead is his third. Carl Dortch going to come in. And Alex is going to get a breather. Or no, it's actually Dre. Alex stays on the floor. 2:24 to go, third quarter. Inbounds out high, Lilly. Catches. Right of the arc, now passes it back into the corner. Woods with it. Now swinging around to the left side, Caleb Hanna. Volleyball line, works his way back right. Lilly with it, shoots from the elbow. Hits. Well, they gave him room to shoot, and he took advantage of it. Down to a five-point Galesburg lead, 44-39. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Orr waits in the front court defensively. Stack on the right wing, puts the ball on the floor, working his way to the free throw line. Gets it over left side to Derry. Derry with it on the wing, looking, picks up his dribble, needs help. Dortch comes out high, takes it, gives it off to Babers between the circles. Left of the arc, inlet pass. Alex spins, puts it up with the left hand from the left side this time and finishes. 7-point Galesburg lead, 46-39, minute and a half to go, third quarter. Lilly around the screen, inside the arc, shoots and scores on a 19-footer. Back-to-back baskets for Leonte Lilly, 13 in the game. Quick answer by the Spartans. Galesburg's lead is 5. 80 seconds to play, third quarter. 46-41. Alex with it near the Galesburg bench on the left side. Up top, Derry. Now right side on the wing, Carl. Dortch to Alex. He'll work his way left to right on the wing. Picks up his dribble. Reverses behind him to Steck. Tries an entry pass. Orr read it perfectly. Stole it away. Outlet to Woods. Down the right side of the lane. The basket and one. Steck chasing down from behind, got there too late. Rajay Woods with his first basket and a foul coming. Could make it a two-point game here with 56 seconds to play third quarter.
And that pass by Easton was there. He just threw it too straight. You know, you got to put some loft to it to where JB can, you know, kind of go and get it. And it's put in a spot where only he can get it. You almost throw it to the hoop and hope that he can go up there and get it. And then to come down and get the foul.
So Woods to the free throw line. That was not only his first basket of the game, it was his first shot attempt, and the free throw is off the mark. The lead is still 3 for Galesburg. Cohen Derry with his third rebound. Pressure in the backcourt. Babers into the front court to Derry with 47 seconds to go, third quarter. Babers left of the center circle, dribbles right, just off the top of the arc, feeds it into the lane to Carl, passes up the shot. Hesitation there. Now Babers with it, down to the left side low post, forces up a shot, a lot of contact. Wouldn't go down. Ball out of bounds to the Streaks. Back in comes Ian Dominique, his first action of the second half. Dre has also returned to the floor. Dortch will sit down. Alex gets a breather. Dre will inbound right of the basket to an open Dominique, but the pass behind him, so he wasn't able to square and shoot. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Galesburg by 3 with the ball. Down low to Derry, trying to post up. The kick out to Ian. Now into the right wing to Steck, 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Babers will back it up to half court and reset with 15 seconds. Calling out the offense, Steck sets a high screen. Orr comes out with a double team, the reversal to Easton. Down the right side of the lane, sprints to the basket, and lays it up and in. like he was going to sneak now. Orr nearly turns it over in the backcourt. And the streaks prevent them from getting off any kind of a look. And it's a five-point Galesburg lead heading into the fourth quarter, 48-43. Final 8 minutes of the game coming up on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
1 quarter to play here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Final game of the Martin Luther King Shootout. Galesburg 48, number 2, Chicago Orr 43. They shaved 3 points off that 8-point Galesburg lead at the half. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell here. Roger Lundeen, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks leading by 8 at Lincoln. Quincy has opened up a 17-point lead on the host Railers now. It's 31-14 heading into the fourth quarter there. Good representation by the Western Big Six. Quincy coming off that emotional victory, not seeming to show any hangover, leading the state-ranked Railers by 17. Here, the Silver Streaks lead number 2 or by 5. Both teams entering the final quarter. To Babers down low and a blocking foul. Good entry pass from the right wing. JB with a quick release to draw the foul. So 9 seconds into the third quarter. Streaks draw up the interior play, and Davion McCarthy picks up the foul. Babers to the line for the first time since the first quarter. I guess this is his 110th free throw attempt of the season.
Cool.
In 21 games now. And his free throw percentage continues to move up. Remember what a struggle he had early on in the season back in late November, early December, when he wasn't even at 50%. He makes 1 of 2 here. He came into this game at 60, almost 64%. And that continues to rise. 6-point Galesburg lead, final quarter. They go back door to Woods. Drives on Derry, alters his shot, and works the right arm backward to bank it up and in. And now a turnover on the inbound. 6 in the game for the Streaks after none in the first half. A double team in the corner on Hannah, and a timeout, a quick timeout by Lou Adams to bail him out. Even with that length of Hannah and those long arms, the trap by Alex and Steck forces them into a 30-second timeout with 7:25 to play in the game.
And the kind of the recipe for success, like we talked about there in the first half, no turnovers. So far in the second half, the Streaks was 6, and now it's a 4-point game.
And I forgot the point I was going to make.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your. Oh, the turnover right there, just to kind of follow up on your thought. Orr gets the quick basket to get down to 4, and now with a turnover in the backcourt, no less. So now you've given him the ball in good position to get back within 2, maybe 1 here, and get the game as close as it's been since we were tied at 5 way back early on in the game. Orr scored the first basket of the game and had a 5-2 lead. The Streaks tied it at 5, took the lead at 8-5, and they've had the lead ever since. But the Spartans with a chance to get it down to 2 here, maybe 1. Just underway in the fourth quarter, coming out of the 30-second timeout. Up top, Hannah juggles the ball. Now starts the dribble. Behind him to Rajay Woods on the left wing. Streaks are going to back off him, dare him to shoot from the perimeter. He will dribble, drive, and attack. But he likes the center of the lane more so from what we've seen. Interior, down the lane. We're going to get a blocking foul or a charge. The basket went through for Caleb Hanna.
I think he called a charge on the side.
I didn't see the official down low. The play was coming right at him. You're right. It's the official out on the right side. Calls the charge. Third foul of the game on Caleb Hanna and the first turnover of the fourth quarter on the Spartans. Thought the Streaks had a chance at a charge earlier. They did get that one. They didn't get the first one. Now pressure in the backcourt. Babers will bring it across the middle. Has Steck open. Scoops it back to Dre. Now high post JB. Into the left corner. Swing it back out. Dre will shoot the 3. A little bit short. Under the basket. Markel Crump with his sixth rebound, and the Streaks get a hand on it in the backcourt, knock it out of bounds, and they touched it last, or will hang on to it. This is Dre's first shot attempt of the second half after he scored five in the first quarter. Like the shot, 49-45, Silver Streaks by four, but Orr with the ball, 6:34 to play in the game. Right side, Woods comes out with it, trying to get around Alex, drives into the lane, kicks it off to Hannah. Backs up to the volleyball line at the point of the lightning bolt and the Silver Streak logo. Down the left side, may have taken an extra step, kicks it over to Woods for three from the wing. He didn't take a shot in the first half. He has seven in the second half now to pull Orr within one at 49-48. Streaks break the press. Babers down the lane, left side, nice. Up and in off the backboard. Three-point Galesburg lead, 51-48. Streaks needed that basket. Babers with 7.5, 16 for the game. In the midcourt circle on the dribble. Now right side, Woods going to try it again. He airmailed that one, but the offensive rebound, McCarthy can't hit the follow. Rebound tipped out. It's Alex. Double team, needing help getting away, and now a reach-in foul. Woods reacting as if he had it cleanly. They had him trapped. They had Alex trapped down along the far baseline. They're going to call it on Woods on the reach-in, though. Alex was moving the ball around, jerking left, jerking right, trying to get free. And Woods picks up his second foul after they got two shots at the basket. Couldn't finish either one of them, and now the Streaks with the ball up three, trying to build it back up again.
This is a big possession.
Steck to inbound to Alex, across midcourt to JB, and the Streaks made that look easy. 5.5 minutes to play in the game of a three-point Galesburg lead, 51-48 over number two, Chicago Orr. See if the Streaks can find a good high possession or a high percentage shot here. Move the ball around, spread the floor, get a good possession here. Alex and Dre on the left side. Everything heavy on the left side of the floor. Cohen, the only one on the right side, has it now off the elbow. Trying to go baseline, gets down to it, drives, goes up with it, and knocked out of bounds by Orr. We do know Cohen loves driving in from the right side of the wing. We've seen him do it a lot, successfully, aggressively, confidently. 5 minutes to play in the game, Streaks by three. Alex tipped on the inbound, and Orr steals it away. That length came into play there. Hannah with the tip, hauls it down, and now Orr back on offense, down three with 4:45 to play in the game. Left side, McCarthy. Entry pass to Woods, trying to back his way in on Dre. Kicks it out. Lilly to tie. Does from way outside. 8.5, 16 for the game. We are tied at 51 for the first time since 5-5 back in the first quarter. Alex gets bumped in the backcourt. Orr steals it away. Down low, the feed. Woods blocked by Alex, who recovered. And now tipped away by Orr, knocked out of bounds at half court with 4:18 to play in the game. And the Streaks want a full timeout. Chad Thompson is not going to wait another 19 seconds to get under 4 minutes for the mask timeout. Wants to settle the troops, tied at 51, 4:18 to play on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Tied at 51, 4:18 to play in the game at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell here. Thanks for being with us on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Final game of the Martin Luther King Shootout. Streaks. Five starters stay on the floor. No substitutions during that full timeout by Galesburg. First time the Streaks have not been in the lead in this game since very early on. We're tied at 51. Alex will inbound at half court. As we approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter in this premier game of the Martin Luther King Shootout. Babers flashing out high. Markquell Crump comes right at him and picks up the foul, his second. And the 15 foul on Orr. And we'll inbound it again from half court with Alex pulling the trigger. Against a replay. Into the backcourt, Babers. Will fade his way to the left side near the Galesburg bench and walk it across midcourt. Works his way left side, attacks the basket, got blocked, got the ball back. Now a scramble for it down low, and a reach-in foul called on Orr. Got him on the arm. Three Orr players come out with their hands on their heads in disbelief. And again, back to what Lou Adams said in the pregame interview with Pick. We know they call things a little differently downstate. The player reactions there indicate it. Now we do have the mask timeout. So the Streaks nurse 20 seconds off the clock from their timeout to that timeout. JB attacked, got blocked, got his own rebound, and then back-to-back fouls called on Markquell Crump for three on the game, and the next one puts the Streaks in the bonus with 3:58 to play in the game. And that was certainly an advantage in the first game today.
Yeah, we've only gotten to the line four times here in the second half. With us shooting the ball from the line better, I mean, that's got to be an area where we just continue to attack and see if we can't get to the line.
But that length does again come into play as a concern,
yeah.
As we just saw JB get blocked on that drive.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Were they reacting to the foul or reacting to the fact that JB got the ball, got his own rebound?
True.
With three of those long guys down there.
So, again, we are in the officials' timeout. Galesburg's next game, Tuesday, at Morton. It's a team that's had a good season. Matt Franks in his sixth year. And we've reestablished that series with the Potters from a few years ago. Went over there, what would it be, 3 years ago? Now, obviously, we didn't play them last year, so I think we were there 3 years ago. Just an absolute battle. Silver Streaks ended up winning it. We anticipate nothing less Tuesday night. Back to action here with 3:50 to play in the game. Stack up top, left side, Alex. Looks over the floor, starts the dribble. Now he'll give it off to Babers. Right in front of his head coach, Chad Thompson, on the left side. Drives into the lane. Hangs in the air and got fouled. That's the seventh team foul on the Spartans. Babers will shoot two, attacking the basket again. And the third foul of the game on Davion McCarthy.
And similar to last night's game against Quincy, gets down to crunch time in a tight game. It's about defensive stops, valuing possession of the ball on offense, and trying to get a good shot. Or go to the line, and that's what JB did.
And he gives the lead back to the Streaks at 52-51. 4-for-5 from the free throw line tonight. 8 points in the half. 17, now 18 points for the game as he makes them both. Now need a defensive stop with 3:30 to play in the game. Streaks up two, 53-51, thanks to those Babers free throws. On the dribble out high, Lilly trying to get around Babers, and now JB with a reach in. I feel like Lilly almost baited him into that. He just sort of dribbled into the vicinity. He's invited Babers to kind of come up and body him, and that's what he did. Third foul of the game on JB.
Beat him at his own game a little bit there. JB likes to do the same thing.
On the inbound to Lilly, reaches up for it, couldn't control the pass. Off balance, stutter stepped in the lane. Travel, turnover, 11 on the game for the Spartans. And Lilly walked away with the ball down to the other end of the court in disbelief. He just got off. The pass was thrown a little bit high to him as he was cutting down the lane, and that knocked him off balance. He traveled with it. There was no contact there that forced that. Streaks still in the backcourt. Now Babers across midcourt off the right side. Streaks want to spread the floor here a little bit. As we approach 3 minutes to play in the game, Dre on the left side near the bench. Now dribbles up top to the arc. Goes left side to Derry. Cohen driving in, into the lane. Pump fakes, then puts it up and in on the second try. His first shot attempt of the second half. And the Streaks lead by four. 4 points in the half, 14 for the game for Cohen Derry. Good patient move in the lane with a head and shoulder fake. Now the drive, the dish. Alex knocks it loose. Scramble for the ball. Alex comes out with it. But the official has already called a held ball. Nobody really had possession of that ball. and Alex had come out with it with his backside on the floor. The official said, nope, sorry, held ball. But, you know, that's all right. The Streaks don't gain possession, but they didn't have possession, and they flipped the arrow with 2:34 to play in the game. So that could come into play on down the stretch in a two-possession game right now. So they almost forced the turnover. Now on the inbound, it goes to Hannah. Now back up top to Lily. On the right side, it goes down low to Crump, trying to back his way in over Derry. Tough shot up and in with a left hand. That is Marquell Crump's first shot of the second half. Just as Derry put up his first shot attempt on the Streaks' last possession. 55-53, Galesburg by two. Alex on the left side to the wing. Cut off. Try to poke it away from behind it, or, but Egyptiaka was able to get it away. Dre with it, working his way to the top of the arc. Under 2 minutes to play in the game. Babers has his pocket picked and a reach-in foul called on Lilly. Babers went to his backside, stopped, tried to reverse direction, and as he did that, Lilly came in from the backside, was convinced he had a clean poke away, and instead he gets whistled for his third foul in absolute disbelief and complete dismay and frustration for head coach Lou Adams. Because that was going to be a run out and a tie. There wasn't going to be anybody stop Lilly cutting to the basket.
And I'm not sure they're not wrong.
I tend to agree with you. Babers gets the front end of the 1-1.
But we'll take it.
56-53. Yep, JB definitely takes advantage of it. 4 out of 5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter alone. 6 points short on the second one. Rebound Woods for Orr. 3-point Galesburg lead. Lilly looking left, looking right, needs somebody, comes out for it, Hannah. Caleb Hannah on the left side, back up top. Minute 45 to go. 56-53 Streaks. Orr has rallied back from a 12-point deficit. With the ball down three, Woods on the right side, backdoor cut, right down the middle of the lane, McCarthy with a lay-in. Woods waited for him, screen out high, helped free him up, Orr within one. 1:25 to play. Dre in the backcourt. Picks up his dribble, gets it to brother Alex. Now JB weaves through the inside of the top of the arc. Again, he stops, and again a reach in from behind by McCarthy. And again a foul. This time the fourth of the game now on Davion McCarthy. 9 team fouls on Orr, and Babers will shoot a 1-1 again. Again, Babers with that little right-to-left movement, and then the stop with his backside, and that's where Orr is trying to come in and get him. Two times they've got called for a reach-in foul. And as Pick mentioned, the last one probably was clean. That one, I'm pretty convinced, was a foul on McCarthy. Yeah. Babers makes them both. Back to a 3-point Galesburg lead. Minute 10 to go. 58-55. Crunch time is here. Who will be our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game tonight? Streaks trying to nurse away this victory. Here's a long three by Hannah. Circles around and out. And the rebound tipped over to Cohen Derry. Quick three by Hannah. Now Babers in the backcourt. Fouled again, and McCarthy is out of the game. Just putting pressure on the ball in the backcourt, trying to create a steal. And Davion McCarthy fouls out of the game with 12 points. And Babers can make it a two-possession game here with two free throws. They're in the double bonus for the final 53 seconds here of the fourth quarter. Well, the Streaks have, 10 points here in the fourth quarter, and 6 of them have come from Babers at the free throw line, and hopefully 2 more here in a moment. There may not be no shot that's a crunch time play of the game. It may be these free throws when it comes right down to it, as Babers hits the first, and it's, again, back to a two-possession game. 59-55. Babers, 7 of 9 here in the fourth quarter with 53.4 seconds to play. 8 of 10 and 10 of 12 for the game. He's got 23, his career high, against a second-ranked team in the state. A quick three. And a miss and a follow-up dunk by Crump down the middle of the lane after Lilly missed the three. Crump with the follow-up jam makes it a 3-point game again with 44 seconds to go and a full timeout by the Spartans. Well, the basket certainly, but getting the clock stopped now. And they can put pressure on in the backcourt to try to create a steal. Get the ball back on their end of the court. 10 team fouls. Here's the game reset. Possession arrow favoring Galesburg. 10 team fouls on Orr. 5 on the streaks. Both teams with 2 timeouts remaining. Jeremiah Babers, a career-high 23. He just had his career-high Tuesday up at Rock Island when he scored 22. He's living at the free-throw line here tonight. But he does have 6 baskets to go along with it. 10 of his 23 from the line. Alex Egyptiaka with 8. Easton Steck, 7. Dre Egyptiaka with 5. All but 3 points tonight from the starters, the other 3 from Carl Dortch. And the starters, 32 minutes in a ball game. The starters have played, all 5 of them, just about 32 minutes across the board. There's been a little bit of substitution for Derry and Dre, but a little bit for Alex. Otherwise, Babers and Steck, I'm convinced, have not led the floor, have left the floor. Alex will inbound on the baseline and gets it into the hands of Babers. Right back to Alex. Stops in the backcourt. Soft pass to brother Dre. Knocked out of bounds as Crump came in from the backside. That winds it down to 37.9 seconds, and it resets the 10-second clock for the Streaks to get it across midcourt. They weren't in danger yet.
Have to take care of the ball.
Babers lobs it into the front court. Dre, much better that time. Dre stops left post. Gets it to Cohen, but we got a hand check foul. Otherwise, that was going to be an easy, uncontested layup for Derry. But the foul by Orr actually prevents that. It's the first foul of the game on Jamari and Hudson just into the game. Because if you remember, Davion McCarthy fouled out. And it'll be free throws for Dre with 31 seconds to go. And that one is up and in. First point of the second half for Dre Egyptiaka. And that makes it a 2-possession game again. 4-point lead. 31 seconds to play. Second one up and in as well. Good looking form from Dre. 2 pressure free throws. Galesburg by 5. Under 30 seconds to go. Left side. Quick 3. Hannah off the back iron. Long rebound to the sideline. And Orr gets it. Now Hannah drives. Blocked by Derry. And Babers gets fouled trying to bring it into the front court. That's the second of the game on Jamari. And that's, well, and Alex is down here on the sideline. Alex is down on the floor, down below us, holding his lower right leg. And he's grimacing. So 13 and a half seconds to go in this game. A missed 3, an offensive rebound save, and then a missed shot. Streaks come out with a rebound, and Alex is down. Now laying on his back. Now sits up. Brother Dre tried to help him up. Alex wasn't quite ready to get up yet. Trainer Brandon Terrell is over. Head coach Chad Thompson. The concern evident even under his mask. Now Brandon helps him up. Alex pats Brandon on the shoulder. Yeah, he's going to hobble off. He's putting some weight on that right leg, so that's an encouraging sign. Babers, what a good teammate, comes walking over with a cup of water to give to Alex right away. And there's Coach Lou Adams for Orr out there. He gives brother Dre a hug. That's a nice sportsmanlike gesture. And now we reset. Alex heads to the bench. Guzzles that cup of water that Babers gave him. And JB's at the free throw line with 13 and a half seconds to go and a 5-point Galesburg lead. Free throw up and in. Good job by JB to settle himself, get himself refocused. Alex is sitting down behind the scoring table. Brandon Terrell checking him out. Babers makes both free throws. It's a 3-possession game now at 64-57. Final 10 seconds. And Lilly is just going to dribble it out. Orr concedes. What a win for the Silver Streaks. Wrapping up this MLK shootout. Knocking off the number 2 team in Class 2A, 64-57. And a good solid showing by the Silver Streaks here in this one tonight. Galesburg 17-4, or drops to 10-4, and the postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2. Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Box Drop Mattress, Simmons Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
The United Way of Knox County and the Regional Office of Education 33 have partnered to bring four Born Learning Trails to Knox County. Born Learning Trails are walking paths dedicated to the development of young minds. Children will have a blast while learning. I'm Lon Dunn, Executive Director at the United Way of Knox County. The first two Born Learning Trails are open at the United Way of Knox County, 1215 Monmouth Boulevard, as well as at Rotary Park. Be sure to tag us in your photos and enjoy the trails.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Become an animal expert when you join the Galesburg Public Library's Animal Explorers Club for kids in grades K through 3. Participants receive a free take-home kit with books on the animal of the month and an explorer guide, then meet to share info and enjoy activities on the last Tuesday of each month. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight over at low of 7, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 25, clouds tomorrow night, a slight chance of snow over at low of 19, Monday partly sunny and a high of 31, while Monday night and over at low of 17. They set a forecast, the outlook for Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 39, low of 16 Tuesday night, Wednesday, high of 24. It's 16 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks upset the second-ranked team in Class 2A, Chicago Orr, 64-57 the final. This is one of those building block victories here, Pick. I think we come off a week where shorthanded up at Rock Island and battled, but really didn't have the horses to get that done, so lost by 20-plus. Turnaround loss to the top team in the conference on Friday night in a great defensive battle, so two tough losses coming in. Really weren't that competitive with Moline, and all of a sudden you start to look at a team that's now 17-4 after this victory here today, and you think, well, are they going to be able to beat an elite team down the stretch? The best competition that we've seen so far haven't come away with any sort of, you know, signature victories. Well, here's one now, halfway through January, and maybe something really to build on with, again, the season's a little bit shorter now. We end in middle February. We don't play all the way through February anymore. The postseason starts earlier, so we only got a month left now. What a great time to get a big victory like this.
Third game in 2 days. Emotional loss against Quincy. Kind of got, you know, really got beat bad up at Rocky.
Yeah.
And then this morning, you know, just still looking like we had a little bit of a hangover from that game last night. But, wow, what a turnaround here in the nightcap against a really good Orr team. They hung around. Even when we were up, you knew that they were probably going to make a run and make things close just because of their length and their ability. Their point guard kind of setting the tone for them too. But the Streaks doing what they needed to down the stretch. We you know, I said in the broadcast it would come down to defensive stops and taking care of the ball And if you get to the line, you got to knock down your free throws and check the list. You know, yeah, the Streaks did
sure.
all three of those things.
Including 12 of 14 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And keep in mind, too, Orr did not have Cameron Lowen because mm-hmm. of the injury. I don't want to try to diminish what the Streaks did here today. But in fairness to them, and I still think you're going to see Orr make some noise in the postseason without any question here in Class 2A. In fact, that year that they were in the Final Four, they didn't get to finish. I think they were 22-7 that year. So it's just the nature of the schedule they play. They don't back down from anybody. And the Streaks lobbied and worked, and Chad Thompson did everything he could to convince them to come down here and play this game. And we got it. And now, Coach, you got what you hoped to get out of it, too. Nice showing by your team here tonight. They played really well.
They played amazing. They were so great. This is the statement win that we were looking for all year. We talked about it. We've talked about it since day one. You come and you put your stamp on this season. We dropped one at Rocky. We dropped one to Quincy. And we had a pretty bad loss offensive execution-wise down in Sterling. And every single one of those builds you and builds you and builds you. And if you handle it the right way, you do something that no one thinks you can do. And all credit goes to those seniors and Easton Steck. I mean, what Easton is doing as a junior guard defensively is insane. And then you look at Jeremiah Babers tonight, it's just like somebody that knows nothing about basketball knew who the best player was tonight in the gym. That's not a discredit to anybody on Orr. It's not a discredit to any of our players. Jeremiah took this game by the horns, and we wrote it out. And then Alex and Dre did their thing. Carl Dortch, I know he didn't play as many minutes as usual tonight, but this was the best Carl Dortch has played in a long time. It was just matchups. And it was just a great team win. Love these kids to death. And we can really build some momentum on this. We still got things to work on, but we can really build on this moving forward.
We were talking about this late. Correct me if I'm wrong. JB and Easton did not come out of the game tonight.
I hope not.
because what we're thinking is, again, the emotional, hard-fought loss to Quincy. A tougher battle than we hoped for in the first game here today. So here we are, three games in 24 hours and 32 full minutes by those two kids, and darn near 32 minutes from the Twins and Derry, too.
Absolutely. I think we took Easton out for 1 minute to spare him.
Okay.
I think it was like late third quarter. He'll be fine. I really think it shows, again, how hard these boys work with us every day, and I think it speaks a lot to our coaching staff, really, too, as well. We work these guys. Our drills are hard, and we work them and work them. We don't condition them much because what we do at practice is the conditioning, minus what we put them through in the fall, of course. And that's insane, and they man up, and that's why you do it, because you don't get tired in our program. Our coaches will tell them when they're tired. It's not their decision. but all seriousness, you know, it's great to joke after a huge win, but these guys have really bought into what we're selling. And you see it game in and game out, even in the defeats. We play hard. We play the best we can to our ability to play the right way, which is Galesburg basketball. And tonight we really imposed our will. And not only did we beat a team that's probably favored to win the 2A state championship, I'm hoping they do. They're well coached. They conduct themselves excellent on the floor. I really am pulling for those guys down the stretch. They're a wonderful team. But we came in tonight and took something that we needed to take. And it's just all credit to our guys. What a job by them. 1 through 15.
When you look at the game against Quincy, and you look at this game tonight, really just getting it done on the defensive end. This has to give us some confidence, right? I mean, the guarding, defending the best team in our conference, holding Talton to 10, holding Lancor to 8, facing the number 2 team ranked in 2A, and holding those guys down, coming away with a victory. This has to give us a lot of confidence going forward defensively, in this back half of our schedule.
Absolutely. Absolutely does. And we talk all the time, our guys, some games, we might not be the most basketball-skilled team, but it takes zero skill. It takes all heart, effort, and energy to play defense.
It hasn't just been Easton. I mean, it's been a complete team effort. Like, everyone's just bought into that defensive side of the ball.
Absolutely. Number 10 tonight, I mean, he is a big-time point guard. He is elite. He put in about 25 in a row from a three in warm-ups. I'm sitting there looking at my brother like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be fun. But he's just – we have bought into what we're selling, and it starts with that leadership piece, Easton and our seniors. Because we consider – Easton's not a junior anymore. we're past the new year.
Mm-hmm.
In this 2022, he's going to be a senior at this high school. So, therefore, he's a senior for us. Makes sense. And it just seems to us that we have hammered on them for so long about doing things the right way. We knew when I came back and got this head job, which has been the blessing of the world, that we had one major thing we wanted to clean up, and that was that end of the floor. We knew we could score because we play hard. Now we got to get the stops and play even harder. And they've really bought into what we're selling. And now you're seeing the tactical pieces come into play. How Easton guarded number one. How JB tried to contain 10. The way Alex and Dre just fly around. Cohen basically played a one-man zone in the second half to try to eliminate some of that penetration because 10 and 1 are so good. And we executed it over and over and over again. And we worked through their runs. And we went on our own. And then we worked through a run. And we constantly picked each other up tonight. And this is a special moment for these guys because it's when we come together.
And I got to say, one of the Achilles heels in recent memory for us has been our free throw shooting. And over the course of the last, I don't even know how many games, but it seems like every game we get better and better and better to the tune tonight. We shot 82% from the line. Obviously, you can improve upon that, but that's when's the last time we shot 82% from the line and 12 of 14 in the fourth quarter to close the game out? You got to be pleased with that.
I'm very pleased, and it's expected. It's what we have expected. Now, 82% is insane. That's a huge number when you consider the amount of guys that play in high school basketball and things of that nature. But the guys that were at the line in the fourth quarter, especially, you look at him, Jeremiah, big moment player. We love him and we trust him. Dre, our only returning player with any type of all-conference basketball accolades. I know he's got a trophy case of football accolades, but he also is the only guy on our team with all-conference basketball accolades. Steps up and makes two. Didn't even blink an eye. The confidence is building in these boys, and now I want this win to tell them not only we can do it sometimes, but now we can do this all the time. We just got to keep this momentum rolling into Morton. We're going to take tomorrow off. They've earned it. They've earned it, but we're going to get right back to work on Monday. We got a Morton upset Moline, so we got to play them. They're a great team. Then we got to play a great coach, great talent Moline team. So we're just getting started, and we'll ride this energy out, win, lose, or whatever. We're going to put the ball out and play as hard as we can every night.
I want to go back to a moment in the fourth quarter because we talked back in December early on about managing the game and that tough week we had where we had those four games in 6 days, and we saw it kind of start to come together in Manuel managing the game better in the fourth quarter on down the stretch. This is the first game I felt like where everything was getting really tight and tense there as they were coming back and fought back to tie the game at 51 in the fourth quarter. And then you didn't wait for the under 4 minute timeout. You went ahead and called that timeout then when they got the game tied. What was kind of the message there? What I'm assuming managing the game at that point was part of the discussion.
First thing I said was you have 4 minutes to win by one. I mean, that's it. It's 1 point in 4 minutes. You've got to beat them by one. One step down the floor. It's just the inch by inch. We got to manage this one possession at a time. We want great shots and great execution. And right off that timeout, if I remember correctly, we got a quick bucket. JB, maybe it was JB on the free throw line.
It was after the mask timeout because then we got to that. But
JB got to the free throw line. And then the very next time down the court, we hit Cohen on the curl post catch that we run over. We only ran it every other time down the floor this game. So we finally gave it to him. But and what does he do? He and my brother. And Cohen's skill development in the past 2 years, behind the scenes work, is Eric Thompson. What Eric has put him through the COVID year, that no one saw because of the way of the world, over in the field house, and then what Eric puts him through every day in terms of riding him and grinding it out with him in the post, and then I turn around and get him on the perimeter later at practice. What he goes through every day is that constant development and someone constantly in his ear. And that move he made is the exact move my brother has been teaching him for the last 2 years, and he did it in the big game moment and stepped up. Great senior.
All right, Coach. Well, enjoy the day off tomorrow.
Thank you.
And these kids hopefully will enjoy it, too. And we know it doesn't get any easier. I mean, we've been talking about it on the air. That Morton game is going to be awfully tough with Moline looming in the background,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. Morton's a great team, great coach, and it's going to be a clash of styles. And you know what? If whatever what else has gone on this year, it just leads to another great high school basketball matchup. So it's going to be a fun ride.
Just keep on building to the end here.
Here we go. Thank you.
Great win tonight, Coach. Silver
Thank
Streaks defeat Chicago Orr 64-57. We'll come back, take a look at the final statistics, team numbers, individual scoring. Also our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game still to come here as well. Long day here at the MLK Shootout, but a very successful finish for the Streaks, who are now 17-4 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streak winning here tonight, 64-57. Let's run through our team statistics quickly. Pick, what do you got?
Streaks with 8 turnovers in the game, 20 rebounds. We shot 48% from the field, 20 for 42. We were 14 of 27 from 2, 6 of 15 from 3. And like I said, we were 18 of 22 from the line for 82%. On the other hand, Orr, I had it with 11 turnovers. I had them with 22 rebounds. So
yeah, one more than me. That's okay. that's kind of the trend in the numbers.
And I had them shooting 52% from the field, 23 for 44.
Not bad.
16 of 28 from 2, 7 of 16 from 3, and I had them 4 of 5 from the line for 80%.
You know, and when we come down and we look at the statistics, you know, I really like to see that. I think that's evident of, you know, the good game, the good competition that we're talking about here. Streaks defeat a ranked team by 7 on a night when they shot better than 50% from the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's two good teams getting together playing a fun high school basketball game.
Well, and I look in the second half, we only shot 3 3-pointers, so we were not, you know, relying solely on that outside perimeter game. We were trying to get the ball inside to the tune of 16 free throws in the second half. So just kind of changing the game plan a little bit and making a concerted effort to get it inside and get to the line where we've been knocking down free throws. So keep it going.
So the individual numbers, Orr did put 4 players in double figures, led by that point guard we talked about, Leonte Lilly, 16. And Chad was talking about watching him in the pregames and exaggerating when he said he saw him, watched him make 25 threes in a row. Well, he shot 4 out of 6 from three-point range tonight. Mm-hmm. So most of the time when he put it up, he was knocking him down. Davion McCarthy fouled out of the game with 12. Markwell Crump and Caleb Hanna each finished with 10. Rajay Woods had 7. And then off the bench, Jordan Lodogowski had 2. For the Silver Streaks, Jeremiah Babers, career-high 25 in this victory here tonight, including 12 of 14 from the free-throw line. Cohen Derry finished with 14. Alex Egyptiaco, 8. Dre Egyptiaco, 7. Dre was our leading rebounder tonight with 6. Easton Steck had 7 points. Carl Dorch had 3. And Ian Dominique didn't play much. He did put up 1 shot, and he did not score. Streaks are 17-4. They win at 64-57. We'll close things out with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Ow. The yellow and black WGIL button, it's worth all the... Ow. I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can... Ow. Maybe if you slowed Ow. Down, it wouldn't... Ow. Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can...
Ow. Ow.
It's still worth all the...
Ow.
If you pin it on while naked...
Ouch.
Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Arby's on North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Time for the biggest, worst-kept secret, biggest... lack of suspense moment of the game, and that's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight. Who in the world might it be, Coach Pickrell?
You know, for me, statistics aside, you know, we talked to Coach Thompson about Jeremiah and going into this game and how he wanted the challenge of guarding their point guard. Mm-hmm. He wanted to guard him. He wanted to go right, you know, head to head with him. And I mean, he did, and carried the team. And really late in the game, when things started getting tight, he just continued to step up to the free throw line and knock down free throws. So, you know, there's a case there where, you love to see a guy take on a challenge, relish it, and then come through. So, Jeremiah Babers, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
And on that note, when you talk about back to what we were talking about in the pregame, I'll go back even before that when we were talking to Coach Thompson before the pregame even. And I was giving him a hard time because earlier in the day, after they had played the earlier game, I looked over at the opposite booth from us, and all the coaches were over there. And there's JB sitting with the coaches and just talking away. And the coaches are just sitting there nodding their heads. And I asked him about that, and he said, well, he was giving me the game plan. So,
yep.
You know, there was the unpaid volunteer assistant coach just laying everything out. I mean, he was already thinking about it here tonight, and boy, did it pay off in a big way here.
And those are the things that Coach Thompson talks about that he brings to the table, you know, the intangibles, being another coach out on the floor, making sure everyone's in their spots and just being that leader that he is. And, you know, what a performance tonight against a great team.
Good way to finish the weekend, especially after a tough loss last night. Galesburg goes to 17-4. And, again, back at it at Morton on Tuesday night. Hope you can be with us then. Pick, we'll see you then.
All right.
And, again, the Streaks with a good victory. Sophomores won as well, both of their games earlier today against the sophomores of Gary Comer Prep. And then Gino Williams hit a buzzer beater to defeat Dunlap in the afternoon game over at the Fieldhouse. So a good day for the Galesburg High School boys basketball program. Thanks for being with us here at the Martin Luther King Shootout. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your holiday weekend. And again, we'll see you on Tuesday night from Morton. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.